This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Apparently, I'm Ding, he's Dong, she's Ali, and you throw in a Drake stan, and our forces go together to create the morning shift. Mm.
I like that, man. Yeah. I'm Ding, he's Dong. let's just fire out the gate. Out the gate.
Seriously, I'm Bo Morgan. He's the All-American National Champion. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, he played for the Falcons at one point in time in his life, and she is the great Allie Mack, the first lady of baseball.
I'm glad you clarified.
And Dylan is still a Drake stan.
Yeah, I think he wears that. He's good.
That point remains true.
As long as it's not Eagles fan, he's fine.
I just don't like false narratives.
I had to double check. I literally just Googled because I've always thought I knew what stan meant, like a stan.
I'm still not
sure. But I'm like, you never know. Like, I might have missed out on something in the last
maybe it's
week.
Maybe an acronym for something.
And then, you know, the woke folk come at me, and I'll be, like, in trouble because I called Dylan a Drake stan. So I was had to double check.
Mike, what do you think a stan is?
Now, I know that I don't think it comes from this, but I always think of the Eminem song Stan.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
okay. So
that's where it comes from.
Nailed it.
So exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. That's I had no idea that's actually what it was based off of, but that's the kind of person I think of when I think of Stan.
Yeah. Okay, that's exactly who it is.
Is that what? So that's the root.
The root word for that? It's an obsessed fanboy or girl.
Yeah. And you know what's sad?
I feel good about it. I feel good about it now. You know what I mean? I feel good about it. Now, if somebody could tell me where the word cap came from, then we'd be talking about something. But
well, I know the Gen Zers like to make fun of like millennials for being so old and everything, but like if you ask them, where does Stan come from? They would have no idea. They've never
don't
seen
even
that music video. Was
I used
Devin
to be
Sala.
A high school teacher. All right. And this younger generation, and I hope they're listening because we always hope that they're listening and hope they're fans. But I will say they think because they have Google in their pocket that they can come up with just new words for everything.
Mm-mm.
And you're like, bro, okay, that's cool. Like, I'm glad you did that because they just assume they're just smarter than us because they come up with longer words for everything.
They're trying
and
to
it's
make
like,
fetch
no, we,
happen.
These are the same things we've been dealing with for like 100 years.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's just because you came up with a fresh word off Google using Webster.com does not mean that you're any more enlightened than we are.
No.
Don't even get me started, right? Allie, it's too early. Too early.
Well, the other thing they were probably seeing on their phone yesterday is all the headlines that were coming out. There was so much that happened regarding the NFL yesterday. Let's go around the room. Bo, what's your headline for today?
The original was better.
That's a tease. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Yes. Eastern Conference Finals. The original was better.
Yeah. I gotcha. Mike, I'm saving you for last because I think I know where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, what's your headline?
The Knicks are in trouble. I gotta follow Bo by saying the Knicks are in trouble.
Well, we are going to get an update on the NBA playoffs coming up in the front page at 6:20. Mike, what's your headline?
Why are you assuming I'm not going NBA? No, because, I'm not going tush-push, though, if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
Instead, I'm going to say, is Protector Award really the best we could come up with? Like, that's what we're calling the Protector Award?
Tell me.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, all the time. I've waited for this for my whole life, and you're telling me Protector Award is all we could come up with.
Dude, I read that, and I was like, tell me what we think. I mean, that's like, tell me you don't like me without telling me this kind of thing. Like,
Protector
we're
going
to call you the Protectors. Dude.
Okay, just real quick, Mike, if I don't know if you have one off the top of your head, but if there's any other name that you come up with besides Protector Award that you know is better, is there a name out there that you would float out there?
You know what? Let me float back to that because I'm sure I can. Not on the spot, but I'm sure that within the next 20 minutes I can dig up something that's a little bit better than that.
Well, I'm looking up synonyms for protector, bodyguard.
No, that's the thing. Stop right there. I don't need a synonym for. I don't want it to be protector. I don't want it to be anything close to protector. Can we go like mauler? I don't know. Like something that protector just seems so like new school. We pass the ball 60 times a game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like that. You're telling me one of the Jordan Mailata is going to win the Protector Award? Like, come on, dude. Come on.
Well, the big headline yesterday, obviously, the tush push lives. Mike, how are you feeling about that?
Well, I got so many different thoughts, and I'm so angry at so many different people that seem so unenlightened. And I'm talking about national media members that are like, oh, there's really no danger in this. Yes, there is, dude. I promise you, there is danger in this. And it's not so much what the tush push is, it's the way you defend the tush push. That there's danger.
Okay, well, let's get to all of it. Let's find a way to get to all of it. Because I heard some, I heard people talking about it yesterday as well, some local, and I just thought the word ignorant means uninformed. And so I thought the ignorance of the...
Let me write that down.
I say that because people, if you say it, if you call someone ignorant, people act like it's a bad word, and it's not necessarily a bad word.
You called me ignorant one time. I thought we were going to throw hands.
Yeah, it's not a bad word. It just means you're uninformed on the situation, the topic we were talking about.
I'd just rather not be called that.
I mean, then, you know, inform yourself. Treat yourself. Inform yourself. The ignorance that comes with the talking points about this rule is what drives me nuts. One of which is it legal for the defense to do what it takes to stop the play? Which would be line up, go two deep defensive line. Go two deep with the line. So your second level would be defensive linemen, and they would be shoved in there behind them, and they would be pushing other defensive linemen to counter the offense pushing each other.
What you're talking about is a defensive tush push.
Yes. Is that legal?
No. It hasn't been legal since spring of 2012.
So let me ask you this. How can a play how can it be legal for the offense to do it, but the defense can't do the really only thing that can stop it?
And here's the question I have coming off the ruling yesterday. At what point will it be legal for the defense to do it? Because you don't want to ban the tush push. Okay, then you need to make it legal for the defense to do the same thing the other way around. That's the only answer for me. And again, it still blows my mind that 22 owners could vote against something yesterday, and it's still a rule. And it still blows my mind that that's even possible. But yes, I mean, to your point, no, it's not legal for the defense to push back in the same manner that the offense is pushing, which is frustrating.
And see, that's where...
And I played offense. I'm not here to be a defensive stan, like y'all just called it. It is what it is.
Well, I think it's a good point. I don't believe... the other thing I want to... I have two more things. The other thing I want to get to is, can we, like, dispel the notion that anybody can do it successfully? Because I don't believe that's the case.
No, I don't either.
I don't believe that we can run a Tyler Allgeier in there and have a successful tush push. I think that I think maybe there's a chance. I just don't think it's a given. I've heard people say, well, you don't like it? Why don't you do it? Run in so-and-so. Like, Kyle Pitts is not lining up at quarterback and running successful tush push because he's 6'6". I think it takes a certain type of player. To me, there's a reason why the two teams that run this, their quarterbacks are like, 6'5", 250 and 6'3", 240.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I was going to say, I think too many people when it comes to this personnel-wise are focused on the height of the quarterback. To me, that's not even a thing.
Well, it's a strength.
The height of the quarterback is not a thing. It's the strength. It's the leg drive, right? Victor Wembanyama can line up behind quarterback, and yeah, maybe he can reach his arms out a little bit longer, but it's all about being able to drive the legs for the tush push to actually work. That's why it works so well with Jalen Hurts. He's probably got the strongest lower body. And I'm not trying to go too far on a limb right here, but I bet he's probably got the strongest lower body of any quarterback in NFL history.
That's why I brought up the only two quarterbacks that do it, which are Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Jalen Hurts is a freak. Like to your point, lower body. Josh Allen is also bigger than, well, hell, one of our edge players right now.
He's built like a tight end.
He's almost built like he could come off the edge right now.
That's a good point.
Oh, I mean, he's six.
Big old dude.
He's 6'5", right?
Yeah.
250?
I'd say he's heavier than that. I think he's bigger than that.
And Jalen Walker is 6'1", 240.
Yeah.
And James Pierce Jr. is 6'5", 250.
Yeah.
So he's built like an edge player. That's why. But even to that point, the reason I think they go over the guard is because he doesn't have the leg drive that Jalen Hurts does.
Yeah, and Landon Dickerson is the left guard, and he's been kind of, honestly, he's been the biggest key to me to this entire thing. Landon Dickerson is a guy who is, at least he was at one point last year, the highest paid guard in NFL history. He's a big dude. He's 330, 335, naturally gifted, was a five-star recruit to Florida State. He's one of those guys that is just the central focus in this entire thing. Now, you know, you've been through a couple of different centers, but I think the centers actually in this scenario or secondary. The centers aren't really allowed to fire off because they are snapping the ball. The guards are the ones and the tackles are the ones that are actually allowed to fire off and move defensive players backwards.
That's where I want to talk another thing. I think the center is probably the guy that's at the most, he's the most vulnerable in the play.
As it stands right now,
For the offense.
Yeah, as it stands right now, probably, yes.
That's why I had a problem with Jason Kelce selling his soul to Jeffrey Lurie yesterday.
Well, I was curious about that because it felt like yesterday when we were talking about this, I thought for sure we'd be walking in here today saying it had been banned. And so with Jason Kelce going in, talking to the owners before this vote happened, do you think that had influence?
I don't think it did near to the effect that people think. Mm. I think one of the things that I was reading about was that the league, that a couple of the owners that voted against it or voted for it to keep it, to vote against banning it, felt like they were being used by the league because the league used the Packers, who do not have a principal owner. They're more of it's a group ownership as far as, you know, fans and everything on it, and it's like a city kind of thing. My thing, and I know we got to go to break, so maybe we can get to another side. My thing is, I think Jason Kelce sold his soul because he's a guy who had publicly said he hated it back when he played. He had an interview where he was talked about he didn't want to, and then he went out there and said if he could run 60 of them, he'd still be playing. Mm-hmm. That is a BS line. And then he refused to speak to the media.
Yeah, let's push a little bit of this to the other side. I do want to talk a little bit more about the tush push. It was week 7, 2011. Yeah, got put on IR promptly after that game because of people being pushed, and it was banned just a few months later. Tell you that story on the other side. We also got to get to the front page. massive game in the NBA last night. I feel like that ball is still hanging up in the air before it goes through on the two. You get the choke sign, everything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.